BJ and Jamie.
I know. Don't complain. Please don't complain. We're running just a little bit late today with the program. Everybody's late for some reason. In fact, Jamie should come bursting through the door like the Kool-Aid man any moment now. That's just the way it is. It's a Wednesday, hump day. I guess we got our guard down today. I don't know what's going on, Carson. I'm running late. You're running late. She's running late. We're all running late today. For some reason, your microphone's not on. I don't know. Maybe the board's not in the right configuration in here. I can't even talk to you right now. We've got all kinds of problems today. What the heck is going on? I was going to talk to Carson. He said little Debbie fell out of bed last night. And she's okay, though, right? All right, you know what? We're going to have to take a break because the microphones aren't working. I don't know what's going on here. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. We got a lot of the program today. We'll get to it in just a little while. That whole thing up at Penn State, that is wild with that fraternity. And that whole drug bust. And geez, on a college campus, they're running a drug ring up there. What the heck is that all about? Flock cameras? There's another cop that's abused them. Looking at his ex on the Flock system. Everybody's got a little bit of a take on that. More details, too, with that Hayden, I can never remember how to pronounce her name, Penna Tierre. I don't know. More details came out that her boyfriend's brother is the one that found her. And we'll get to that and play you some of that audio. Right now, I got to fix some of this equipment around here. I'm the only one with the microphone that works this morning. So we'll get to that and a lot more coming up here on the program. You stand by. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
He's really bummed.
Does my bummed work?
You're good. You're good.
Does it sound okay?
Yeah, I think you're okay.
I think you're okay.
We have some technical issues this morning. Hello. Let me try Carson's again.
Okay. All right, because
he's in a bad mood now.
Well, because his microphone doesn't work. Yeah. Why is he even here?
You come in to do a radio show and your microphone doesn't work. Now, that's a bit of a handicap. Well, it really is.
And it's a sign. Somebody told
me. Oh, yay. What happened?
He turned it on.
Your guess is as good as mine.
He turned it on. He finally found out where the on button is.
I unplugged it, plugged it back in.
Nothing's changed in here.
That's so weird.
That's wild.
Can I tell you what I posted 6 hours ago?
What'd you put? 6 hours ago.
6 hours ago.
You were up after midnight?
Yeah, let me tell you what I posted.
What the heck?
It says fantastic. ... A midnight thunderstorm. My alarm goes off in just a few hours. I'm definitely not going to be funny tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You had a thunderstorm
at
midnight?
Yeah, a big one.
No kidding.
And here's the thing. I have wood shutters in my bedroom, right?
Yeah.
and the light, when the lightning comes, it would go right through, into my soul. Because right through the slats of the shutters,
right,
it'd go through there and so then I'd have to wait for the thunder. Oh!
Yeah. I got to tell you, in my bedroom, I have the same situation because I have the slats too.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that part of the morning when the sun comes up.
Oh, I know.
If I'm at home on the weekend, it's just so irritating. And why I don't get blackout curtains, I don't know.
I was thinking that last night. Funny you say that. I know. Because then all I'd hear is the thunder and I wouldn't have to wait in anticipation.
Yeah.
You know?
And you guys get a lot of thunderstorms up at the tunnel.
Compared to down here. They're deadly.
You know, I think that maybe some areas down here got a little thunderstorms too, but up there at the tunnel where you live, you get a lot of stuff going on.
In fact, this morning it was raining again. I went through every season this morning. I went through a little bit of a peak of the sun through the clouds, then a torrential downpour, and then lightning. And then there was this poor girl and she's jogging, and I'm thinking, should I take her home? Because, I mean, I'm sure she didn't want to be jogging in the rain and lightning this morning.
Yeah.
do you need a ride?
Let me take you home.
Because she was doing more of a sprint at that.
I would have never thought that you had windows inside that condo up there at the tunnel.
Well, I was driving my car.
Because from the outside.
Oh, that one.
No, the slats in the window.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I didn't know you had windows in there.
Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah.
So What? Let's see. I don't. So the house goes on both sides of the diner.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm on Truman and Eisenhower.
I've only seen your front door.
Oh, so you haven't seen my Truman side?
No, no.
Is that the right side?
Yeah, I've not seen the Truman side. I only saw the Eisenhower side.
Yeah, the Truman side opens up to that side of Vail.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Jamie, when you drive through the tunnel up at the mountain, going across the summit,
that's
okay?
That's my door!
Yeah, but there's a door inside that tunnel. Have you ever noticed that? That's a condo. That's where Jamie lives.
Right? Somebody says we have major lightning and thunder right now in Elbert County with rain. Somebody else says there's a big lightning storm right now just south of DTC.
That's us.
Yeah. Well, south would be that way. You're looking the wrong way.
It looks sunny to me.
Well, you're looking north.
Yeah, you're looking north.
Oh, sorry. We don't have a window to the south.
I know.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah, look that way.
All right.
Oh, my God. What happened to you this morning? You are grumpy.
Oh, man. I had just a terrible time getting here. I didn't sleep very well, first of all.
Okay.
And I got up this morning and left the house, and I forgot my little knapsack over here, okay?
My backpack.
And I needed it. It had my headphones and everything in it, so I had to go back and get it. I wasn't far from the house, though.
Okay.
I get down to where you get on C-470, and all the ramps are closed. And the detour signs are up, and you have to go all the way back up to King Carroll, all the way back. It took me 45 minutes on what normally is a 20-minute drive.
Oh, that would make me grumpy.
It was a pain in the butt.
Yeah, and then we had a malfunction with microphones. Man!
Yeah, it's one of those days, man.
Let's see here. Jamie, you're such a chicken poop. You know what? I'm not. I just, the lightning keeps people up. Okay, kaboom, baby. Somebody said 12:45. They had a kaboom. Too.
Kaboom. I don't know if we did or not.
We didn't have anything, which I'm surprised.
I had rain on the car this morning.
We got
some showers. I know that.
It was a boomer because it shook my house. And that's when you know. And I'm on pylons or whatever.
I got something I'm going to play for you here.
Okay.
All right, speaking of
skin
bitchy.
Flute? Nothing.
Do what?
Nothing.
I was trying to find the audio.
No, nothing. What? Just keep walking.
What? Flute?
Just what? What do you have? What?
Bitchy News Anchor is what it's called.
Yeah, you know, that's an old clip.
Is it really?
Yeah, I know TMZ just posted it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's an old clip because it's from a lawsuit. She sued that company or, you know, the news company that she worked for, and that was part of their example A. That's why it came up. Now it's why it's come up.
Oh, so this was used in court.
Correct.
Oh, I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that TMZ put it up yesterday.
Yeah, they sure did.
So it's been revived because of the court battle?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right, makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, well, this lady, she's on the set, and I guess the person behind the scenes is giving her somewhat of a hard time changing the teleprompter or whatever, and she gets all just nasty about it. Just nasty.
Well, they said that was to make her look bad in court.
In court.
Yeah.
Okay.
That all she was difficult to work with.
Here we go.
I'm going to have to do that again. What's up, Chip? Trace?
I'm
in Amy's script. The second thing didn't make sense, so I was just trying to fix that part.
It's not even marked off. Like, we're still working.
I know, but I didn't have time because we have to do this, so I was still reading it. See, I mean, okay. I can't wait for you to go through them all, and then I go through them, because then I'm already getting ready by then. But this time we had to do the PSAs, so. Finish what?
Oh, here we go.
Okay, because Sean just came in here and said something about marking off. Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry. Jeez, oh, Pete. Can I please finish what I'm going to say? What the fuck?
Jeez.
Grow up. I'm so done with her antics, telling on me every 5 seconds. I'm done.
Those news people on TV, they're not the people you think they are.
Here's what's funny about the clip. They go, okay, let me get this straight. This girl says, geez, oh, Pete's, right? She wants to make sure that she says, you know, she doesn't want to go too far, like, geez, oh, Pete's. But then she says the F-bomb and the B-bomb.
Yeah.
she does.
But she's kind enough to say, geez, oh, Pete's.
Wow.
It's true. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I've felt like that before. In fact, I feel like that right now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so no big deal,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Everybody blows their cool every now and then, right?
Yeah, so I guess she was in a lawsuit because it was like a toxic male environment or something.
Let me get this straight. So she was suing the TV station.
Correct.
And she was a toxic environment, correct?
Yeah, and so
and
they're like...
So they pulled this out to show that she's just as toxic as anybody is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I... You know, I'm, I feel for her because it sounds like that girl was kind of the producer.
Yeah.
Wasn't really on her side.
No.
Because all she said is, I want to do this again. And then that girl's like, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. And I feel like the anchor is kind of in control of that.
Yeah. So.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think with any, you know, when you work in an environment where you see somebody every single day, which most people do, you're going to have run-ins here and there.
Well, not only that, but she has like probably 40 seconds to air. And so she needs to block that out and get it done.
I'm going to say something right now to the audience that, I've said this to Jamie several times and to other people too, but Jamie and I have worked together for what, 14 years?
Forever.
We've never had a blow-up argument.
Where somebody's just like left or
leave
anything
the room,
like, yeah.
You know, I'm not talking, or go to the boss behind their back and say, hey, I'm not working with that person anymore. Jamie and I have never, ever.
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 Isn't that weird,
we
you guys?
Leave this studio every single day together, most cases, together, walk to the car together. We come in basically together, and we've never, never had an argument.
And isn't that weird with two stubborn people?
And we disagree. We'll disagree about things,
for sure.
Once it's over, it's over.
We don't care.
It's not worth the energy anymore.
I know. But and yeah, you're the only one because I've gone behind everybody else's back.
I've never.
I mean, not here, but I'm just
saying.
No.
But I'll tell you, that, and you know, I'm pretty laid back. I'm easy. I think I'm pretty easy to work with because most of the time you just ignore me. You know what I mean? And just like,
well,
that's
I verbally.
That's how he is.
Here's how I deal with you in my head.
Yeah.
As I do a verbal, I do a virtual pat in my head.
And you know what? That's well deserved.
Yeah. I think we both do like, okay.
It's Jamie. Okay. It's BJ. That's just the way they are. But everybody that I've worked with on the air prior to now, I've had run-ins with.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Right? I mean, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I worked with MJ down in Tampa, and he and I had run-ins all the time.
Did you really?
Oh, we almost got in a fight one day.
Oh, my God.
I had him up against the wall by the neck.
What?
Yeah, little turd.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
now I'm mad at him
again. Fired up. I had a boss once. His name was Greg Cassidy, and he came in, and he threw a trash can at our whole show. With the trash in it. I was like,
that's a passion.
And then Ryan Seacrest, when he did afternoons, there was a girl named Amy Sugarman, who, by the way, Amy Sugarman now does a podcast with that Jenny Garth or whatever her name is, the 90210 girl. I was like, where'd you come from? But anyway, Ryan was so allegedly abusive to her. Oh my God, he was so awful to her. Made her cry almost every day. It was awful.
That's terrible.
It was so terrible. I felt bad for her.
When Howie was here, remember Howie?
Oh my God, he was mean to me.
Howie got into it with the boss. His name was Dylan at the time, all right?
Yeah.
He got into it with the boss here in the studio and threatened him and asked him to step outside to fight. Tried to get him to take him outside
to fight.
In the parking lot.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That guy was
let's go. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, he threatened me too, but he's dumb because I saved it. And I was like, hey, you guys, I played it for our new bosses. And I was like, this guy is like threatening me that he's going to kill me at work. I don't feel comfortable coming in.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. You know, this woman here on this tape, though, she's not all that bad.
It's not that bad.
I mean, you have those moments,
right? Well, she said Jizo Pete's.
She tried.
I mean, who says Jizo? That tells me she's a lovely girl. I mean, sure, there was an F-bomb and a bitch in there. But the Jizo Pete's tells me she has a good heart.
That's a sweet saying. It sure is. All right, we'll be right back.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Bum, bum. Alrighty. Man. What is today? Wednesday.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, Wally. Man, you should have seen it last night. My friend. Did you know there was a bear at CSU?
No, I didn't.
Because some of my friends have their kids are going to CSU, and there was a bear at one of the halls, and they like everybody had to stay in their dorms.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for those bears, man.
It says, here's the headline. Bear crashes CSU move-in day, giving students a Colorado welcome.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine being from, like, I don't know, you know, Illinois, where we don't have bears, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, there's bears here?
No kidding. Wow, oh, and running all over campus, probably.
Yeah, he sure
scaring
was.
Scaring people.
Yep, and so they were putting a warning out to people, don't feed the bear. If you're from Illinois, we don't feed them, okay? Yeah. And then I saw, this is kind of crazy too, there's a guy that was in Vail, and right outside of Vail, and I guess he was he has an apartment there, and the laundry facility is kind of off-site from the apartments, and he came out with his laundry, and the bear attacked him.
No.
Yeah. Attacked him, like ate him, almost.
You got to be bear aware, folks.
He lived.
Bear aware.
Yeah, because I guess they're starting to bulk up, maybe.
They're everywhere.
I know, don't they seem like this?
I mean, this year, they've really been out. I think it's because there was no winter.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know, and they're just up and moving around. They're hungry. It's crazy.
I remember the one that was in Lakewood just walking by the highway.
Yeah.
Just like, hey. I'm like... A bear in Lakewood along, like, he was going to Walmart.
We had a bear this year. We've never had bears in our neighborhood.
I know.
Ever.
It's so crazy.
And it was two houses down.
Really weird. Very odd. All right, anyway. Let's see here. I was going to tell you, that, I know we needed to talk about it, but I don't like to. Hayden Panettiere. Because it's just so sad. And there's so many people now talking.
A lot of rumors.
Like, I saw one guy who did her last movie said she wasn't right. Things weren't right. Now a neighbor saying there was always commotion at that apartment that she lived at. I don't know. The whole thing.
Here's one for you.
Yeah.
This is from the Daily Mail this morning.
Okay.
This is her headline, okay? Hayden Panettiere, secret romance with boyfriend Brian Hickerson's brother. Now, we reveal the untold details of a rumored love triangle.
So she allegedly was secretly hooking up with that mean boyfriend's brother?
Brother.
Huh.
And he's the one that found her. Huh. The brother.
Yeah, because the other guy was supposedly sleeping, right?
Yeah, in the middle of the day. I wonder what he was on.
Yeah, the whole thing is just tragic, isn't it? And then people are saying that because her memoir, in some of it, she had talked about, the abuse that she had in Hollywood and that some people were trying to take her out. I don't know. She pretty much admitted that she had, demons going on. So,
yeah, she did.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's the right theory. Although, speaking of conspiracies... Now, I know that we have, like, everybody has talked about this Princess Diana thing forever, and I know it's like there's conspiracy, but the thing I think they're playing Thursday, it looks really good. It's going to be on Fox. I'm not sure about Thursday. I'll find out for you guys, but it's going to be on Fox, and it's all the forensic of the car accident that Princess Diana was involved in that killed her.
Yeah.
And they have all this new forensic stuff, and one of the lines in the promo, and I'll find the promo, is... I think she was murdered.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez.
And they
continue.
Even, like, TMZ's even, they recreated the entire crash scene.
Through AI.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Are they not going to add the fact that the guy that was driving the car was drunker than a skunk?
Well, they said, the car was switched at the very last minute when they picked her up at the Ritz-Carlton. The car that she was supposed to get into was switched.
With a drunk driver?
And brakes that didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah. Snipped.
Snipped.
The old cut the brake line.
Oh, routine. I've been snipped. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Is it Thursday, you say?
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday? Tomorrow.
Thursday?
That's tomorrow, right?
Will you grab the trailer if you get a chance? Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah.
On Fox, yeah. It says, recreates the fatal 1997 crash and investigates various conspiracy theories and perspectives surrounding the event.
We're coming up on the anniversary, by the way. It happened on Labor Day weekend, remember?
Was that the wedding or was that...
The car accident.
The car accident.
Yeah,
was?
I remember exactly where I was when I heard about it. Yeah.
I remember where I was when she died and I was at my wedding.
That's what I mean.
That's like her funeral or whatever. Shoot. Because everybody stayed up too late and was watching her funeral. It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, don't stay up and watch that. You need to get to sleep because you're getting married.
Okay. All right.
No, I remember, because I told you this, I remember where I was when the car accident happened, because my husband and I, my husband-to-be, my fiance, and I, we were in a bar downtown Denver, and I go, what does grave condition mean? Because he's a doctor. And he goes, Jamie, think about it. Like, I was an idiot. And he said, grave, like, she's going to go to the grave. He's like, she's basically going to die.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a nice name for grave condition.
No, but it fits.
Oh, my God.
It fits. Grave condition.
It does, but it doesn't seem...
Off to the grave you go.
But it doesn't. It just doesn't seem very uplifting. You know what I mean?
When I heard the news, it was just... It was shocking.
It was awful.
It was shocking that Princess Diana had died.
I know.
And again, we're coming up on the anniversary. And next year, you'll even hear more about it, because next year is going to be what? The 30th year? Yeah. 30-year anniversary.
Crazy. It's just sad. She was killed, you know. She's murdered. That's
what they're saying now.
Murder. Let's see here. Good for Madonna. Did you guys see this? Madonna is leading this year's MTV Video Music Awards nominations. Madonna! She's like 90.
I don't get it, okay?
That's great. What?
I don't get it, because you know what? When I listen around to different radio stations or whatever, and the music they're playing, I don't hear any of the Madonna music from that new album. Never.
Well, she has.
And she's leading everything right now. Number one album.
Yeah, good for beating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And by the way, it says this is after 40 years of putting the VMAs on the map. Madonna scored 11 nominations, including Video of the Year. Let's see here. Confessions to the Film. Artist of the Year. And it says that her most memorable moments at the 1984 VMAs was when she was wearing a wedding dress, rolling around, singing Like a Virgin, and that people will never forget that. So that was 1984.
That's crazy.
Talk about some stamina in this business.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
She's 68.
Man, she reinvented herself, didn't she?
Yeah.
Woo! And then, you know, Taylor's right behind her. Yeah, it's fine. How are Taylor and Travi?
I think they're doing pretty good.
Are they?
I think
they?
So. You know, they're doing that long-distance relationship right now.
Right, yeah.
But all the scoop that I'm getting, you know, people over in Littleton, when we talk about it, we pretty much think that they're on course to work. I think this is going to work.
Oh,
I
mean, you believe in this one?
I think the love is real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you didn't believe in Blake Shelton and what's her name?
No, I didn't.
Gwen
Stefani. You. Yeah, I didn't believe in that one. I didn't believe in Kanye and Kim either. Remember?
Well, nobody believed in that one.
I didn't believe in that one.
Nobody. I was just mad about the Blake and Gwenny, because yeah. I felt like and look, they're still going strong.
They're still going strong. Still going strong.
Yeah.
But when me and my buddies, my fat friends, and we sit down and have a cigar, you know, over at Littleton, we talk to Taylor and Travis all the time.
And you guys are all
And so we all are on board. Yeah, we pretty much high five. Yeah, I think they're going to make it.
Wow.
It's a big concern of ours.
So I guess now they're going to try to, you know, have a baby.
Yeah.
So.
That's coming.
That is. He's going to be tall, that baby.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, Travis seems tall.
Travis, what is he, like 6'4", 6'3"?
Something like that.
That's tall. Yeah. He's going to be a tall baby. She's tall, too. It's going to be a tall baby.
Tall baby.
One of those really long ones.
Yeah.
You're like, because, see, the long babies are real ugly when they're like, I don't know, 3 months old. Because you're like, damn, that's a long baby.
Yeah.
Because they're not cute and fat. They're just really long.
Their feet stick out of the stroller. You know what I'm talking about?
See those underneath feet? The blanket.
Yeah. You see those feet stick out? You know that's a long baby.
He's 6'5". Well, you see how tall she is? I'm going to say she's 5'8". I don't know. So at 6'5", 5'8", you're going to have a tall, ugly baby. But it'll get cute later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always do.
I was a tall baby. You should see the pictures. Dude, I am hideous. Because I'm like kind of way, way too pale, and my legs are longer than my sternum, right? And so like it's just like you said, legs and arms.
Yeah, it's all legs and this, out.
Like if you saw me, it's like, oh, I look like an alien. Just not adorable.
I saw an ugly baby the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were at the grocery store. This lady had a baby. Man, that kid was ugly.
Yeah, that's what people said about me too.
He might have been 4 months old.
Yeah.
Wasn't a looker though.
But my sister, she was a beautiful baby.
Was she?
Oh my God, yeah, adorable. But me, no, long and ugly.
My brother was a bad looking baby too. Yeah,
5'10" is what Taylor is. She's
5'10"?
She's 5'10". Oh, ugly wow. baby. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Well, we got all that wrapped up, didn't we? We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah.
These guys always creep me out.
I feel like they have a trailer full of beards.
I know.
Just paste on beards, and when one of them dies, they just slap a beard on somebody
guy.
Else.
Yeah. I don't know why, because I was little, and I know, you know how I'm scared
hang on. Yeah.
You know how I was scared of Scooby-Doo? There's just weird things that you go through life and you're scared of. So I was scared of Scooby-Doo, and I was scared of ZZ Top.
I saw him once in concert. Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I don't know that much about ZZ Top.
A lot of
Top.
People love them.
Oh, they're like, big in Texas, especially.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
People love them. But I don't, like, to me, when I watched them, I just smelled what was in their beer.
No. Or what they ate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. The drummer died.
Oh,
okay,
he did.
That's sad news. Oh,
that is sad.
Frank Beard. Oh, his last name's Beard.
Shut up.
Just like, yeah, Frank Beard. It says ZZ Top drummer, Frank Beard. God. Has died at the age of 77. Now, one of the other guys died a few years
one
ago.
One of the guys with the beard.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Frank
didn't have a beard.
I only two people had a beard. They were
the front
two front
guys. Yeah. The two front guys. And then the one guy died, and they slapped a beard on somebody else and put him out there, I think. And now they're still back together. They had a show that was, I think, either next week or the week after in Colorado Springs. And that was announced that it was canceled yesterday.
You know who I feel bad for? Is you know how much I love Youngblood? Like, he's my favorite artist. I know. It's weird, right? And MILF. Well, that was pretty self-loving. But anyway, but I love me the Youngblood. I, like, love him. I think he just brought rock back, and he just is everything, right? He broke his freaking leg at Sturgis.
What happened to him? Did he fall off the stage or something?
No, he was on his motorcycle at Sturgis.
Oh, I didn't know. I had no idea. I saw the cast.
He broke it.
The cast literally went from his crotch to his ankle.
Well, they changed it up now.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they shortened it.
The picture I saw, it's like, how the hell do you move in that?
I know.
It's like, how many bones did you break, pal?
That was all wrapped up, and now they gave him, he's still in a cast. It's not a walking boot, but he's in a cast. And he has the whole European tour to still do. Ugh. And if you've ever seen Youngblood, he jumps around. Like, his whole shtick is like running over there.
I don't know if he's going to now.
Well, now he's going to have to, like,
wheelchair.
They're gonna. Someone's gonna wheel him across the stage.
Yeah,
he has a cane, right? And he was like trying to practice. He's like, over here,
shuffling.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Poor guy.
That Sturgis is dangerous.
European tour with a cast on. Oh my God, that's bad.
Like I said, the cast I saw, you couldn't even move. Yeah. I mean, he looked like somebody that's in traction.
Yep.
You know, it was weird.
They did shorten it up. So.
All right, there's a story out there. Now, we've yet to touch on it, but this Penn State drug bust is crazy. Is this a wild story or what?
Well,
a fraternity.
I think it's a weird thing that we brought up. I said, remember my boyfriend, Builder Bob, who went to USC, right? And I said he was in a fraternity, and still, as a grown man, he was probably, I don't know, when I dated him, he was probably like 35. And as a grown man, he couldn't tell me anything because there was all this secret stuff with their fraternity, and all these guys were like, he's not allowed to say anything, blah, blah, blah. They kept this, so he probably went when he was like 18, 19. He's kept these secrets until 35.
Yeah, it's got to do with their initiations.
Yeah.
They don't talk about it, and they're not going to because it's so outrageous and probably deadly in a way.
Probably illegal because they said if we tell you, you'll never date him again. Right. I was like, what?
And schools have been busted because they have had rats that have spilled the beans, okay?
Right.
So there are schools that are busted, but a lot of these fraternities, they don't talk.
Nope,
they don't talk.
All.
Now, you've got a fraternity at Penn State. They're dealing drugs. Cocaine.
Yeah.
Out the front door. And then one of the dads got arrested yesterday of one of those guys that got arrested inside the frat house.
Because he knew or something?
The dad, get this, and supposedly, and you got to figure that these families have a lot of money, okay?
Yeah.
The dad looks like he's rich. He does. The suit he's wearing, everything. I saw a picture of him yesterday. No, there was a safe. Now, I don't know if the safe was at his house or at the college. I don't really know. But it had money and drugs in the safe.
It was in his house.
And the dad.
The dad's house?
Yeah.
And the dad got it and got rid of it. And he got arrested for it because he tried to cover for his son.
Tampering with evidence.
Well, wouldn't we all?
I think I would.
Yeah, it was like,
if I knew it was in my house.
If I just find out all of a sudden my kid's been stuffing drugs in our safe and like, I'm dumping that stuff out.
He knew it was there though. That's weird. Well, you know, the dad, yeah. He knew it was there and it was in his house prior to the bust. So he obviously was kinda in on it, I guess.
I feel bad for, you know her, but I won't say her name, but we have you and I have a friend and her son went to law school at CU, right up the road.
Yeah.
And he got busted for dealing.
No kidding.
Yeah.
At the college.
Yeah, he can't go back to college.
He was giving it to the students.
Yeah. He's selling it to him.
That's a nice racket to run.
He wasn't giving it to him. Yeah. And he's a law student.
You got to figure, you got a lot of customers up there. Right?
I don't know.
If you're a dealer, you've got customers like everywhere.
But I mean, he's from California. And he got accepted to CU to go to law school there. And then, because I said, hey, what? Dummy Jamie. What happened to your son? I know last time I heard he was going to law school. Well, nope.
Wow.
Here's how loose this fraternity was, okay, about their drugs and how open they were. I heard a story yesterday, and this was on one of the TV stations, of a guy that was an undercover guy, okay? But he was a college student, all right? He went to the house, had never been in there before, went in there asking for drugs, was back out with a bag of drugs within 45 seconds.
The frat house?
Yeah. Oh, and nobody there knew who he was. They had no idea. He just walked in and said, hey, man, I'd like to buy some so-and-so. And they sold it to him, and he left. And he was undercover.
Yeah.
That's how open they were about this.
This is like a bad comedy.
That's just wild, though, that they're dealing out the front door.
What's the movie about the frat house?
Animal House?
Yeah, it's like Animal House.
It is.
That's what it reminds me of.
It's wild.
Yeah, that is crazy.
What a story. Man. These guys are in a world of trouble.
I mean, they started out quick, didn't they?
Yeah, they're entrepreneurs.
Well, I mean, we're barely in college right now.
I know.
That is right out of the gate.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They've probably been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't they have, like, part of the initiation was that the newbies that were coming in, they had to bag up the stuff for them
so they could sell it? They had to cut the drugs and everything.
Yeah. That must have
been terrifying for these freshmen.
That was their initiation.
Oh, my God.
Wow. You sit here for hours and cut these drugs, cut
this cocaine.
Oh,
my gosh. What a ring they were running out there.
No kidding.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Isn't that weird, though?
Dude, that is, I don't even know.
All right, somebody explain to us how this happens, okay? All right.
Sorry about that song.
All right. So I'm sitting here, and I've said this before. Jamie knows this for sure. I love weather. So I'll come in the mornings, and I'll pull up a radar, and I'll look somewhere in the U.S. where it's raining, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'll go find the Earth cam for that particular city so that I can watch it rain.
Which is it's really what he does during a Taylor Swift song. I'm not kidding.
That's what I do. I sit here with a monitor watching it rain in certain cities throughout America. It doesn't matter where it's at, right?
I don't know why.
All right, so this morning, doing what I normally do. Then out of the blue, all right,
well,
now you.
So what I do when we listen to whatever we're listening to, whatever song we play, what I do is like get some of my tasks done because I have all the show ready, right? So some of the side tasks, I'm like, okay, well, we have a little bit of time. So my son and I are, for our vacation, we're meeting in St. Louis, right? And the last time we were in St. and then we're going back home to see his cousins and, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
And so last time we went to St. Louis, the arch was sold out. The St. Louis arch was sold out. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to book these two tickets to go up in the arch. I go, he won't like it, but I'm going to book it anyway. It's $19 a piece to go up in the arch. And then BJ goes, come over here. And I go, wait, what? He goes, come over here. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I'm just telling you. But and so I get up and I walk around to his side of the board, right? And there's the arch.
I'm watching the arch.
What?
It's even called Arch Cam.
It is called the Arch. What are the chances of that?
Yeah. of all the things that I could be watching this morning.
And all the things I could have said.
Yep. Exactly. That she would mention just out of the blue while that darn song's playing, just out of the blue, that she's taking Ralphie up at the Arch at St. Louis because he's never been. And I'm sitting here looking at the art.
Is that a perdiddle? Or what is that called?
I don't know what that's called. Anybody know what that's called?
It's called perdiddle?
No. A perdiddle?
A dingleberry?
I don't think it's a dingleberry. Perdiddle might be close, but I don't know. But we've often said on this show that we'll talk about something.
It's weird.
And then that particular topic will make a news headline like within 24 hours.
Well, like Penn State.
That's an example right there. Earlier, this is before the bust up at Penn State with this cocaine ring that this frat house was running. We had a whole conversation about sororities and fraternities.
Yep.
Pure on the air.
Yep.
And that was what, late last week, I think it was?
And how shady they are.
Yeah. And you know how hidden, they have a lot of secrets.
Yep.
They don't talk about the initiation because they're doing things that are probably illegal, blah, blah. We had this whole conversation on the air. And then 24 hours later, boom.
I'm buying tickets.
Penn State story breaks.
But I'm buying tickets that are. You could have been watching any city
in America,
and I could have been doing any other part of like planning out stuff. You know, like because I'm also going to go to Hawaii.
That's weird stuff.
So I could have been talking about Hawaii. I don't know. It's just
weird.
It's so.
It's almost creepy.
Or a dingleberry.
I'd go dingleberry.
It's not a dingleberry, guys.
It's something like that. It's some cute word.
Here, I'll show you a dingleberry. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me show. No, come here. Come here. No, let me show you.
Like, the joke was already done.
Let me show you. And then that way we know it's a padiddle instead.
God.
Okay,
you're
this way.
So
here,
dumb.
I'll show you.
You're so
come
dumb.
Over here.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I don't know. I wish there were more shadows in the world.
Why?
Because that Eagle's shadow, they have written him up a dating profile, and he sounds perfect.
He does.
He does.
Do you have the profile?
I do. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Here's what his dating profile reads. This is Shadow the Eagle, who is now a widow, right?
Okay, yes.
And by the way, that Katie, they're just calling her Katie, she's been flying around the nest, and she's like showing a little leg. And a little breast.
No, you know, kidding.
Yeah.
She's moved in.
Well, she's not exactly. They are playing that game right now, you know, where it's fun. They're just like going to the movies.
Yeah.
Doing stuff like that. Right.
It's not, go get a Slurpee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not serious yet. But here's how it reads, okay? Recently widowed, handsome, middle-aged man, excellent fisherman, and nest builder, and superb father.
Wow.
That's
perfect.
That's a catch right there.
Right. Yeah.
Wildlife observers say don't start planning an eagle wedding yet. Katie did spend some time with Shadow, but it doesn't necessarily mean she'll become his new mate. She's thinking about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she's playing hard to get, isn't she?
She sure is.
No kidding.
She sure is.
Well, you know, if I'm him, I mean, you've already built the nest. You've got the home.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, you've got all the followers right now when it comes to Insta.
Yeah.
And all that. So, I mean, you're way ahead of the game. You don't have to just put up with any eagle.
And if you think about it, he has the Cherry Creek of homes.
He does.
Because it overlooks the lake, right?
Oh,
Big Bear
beautiful.
Lake. It's gorgeous.
It's a mansion.
Yeah, so.
Hmm.
I don't know.
She better not play too hard because he'll kick her out of the nest and move on to another bird.
Exactly. By the way, speaking of kicking out the nest and all that stuff, did you guys see how much money Slash had to pay in his divorce?
No.
Slash from Guns N' Roses?
No.
Holy hell. He had to pay up front from his divorce $6 million and then $100,000 a month.
Ooh,
and he's still paying it. Yeah. And by the way, they got divorced. Let me see this. They got divorced back in like 2020. Yeah.
I wonder what his income is then.
I don't know. They must get great residuals, right?
Yeah.
He must be on some.
Well, and he plays on a lot of different music.
He does.
He doesn't just do Guns N' Roses.
Oh, they divorced in 2018.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, that guy does a lot of studio work, too. So he's on albums you don't even know about.
That is true. Guns N' Roses guitarist Slash says that somebody made a very expensive mistake. What he's saying is he's overpaid $1.5 million.
Mm.
He said his business manager made a mistake, and they re-added up all that stuff, and it's $1.5 million paid out over the top. So he said, look, I don't want her to have to pay $1.5 million back to me because I know she doesn't have it.
Okay.
And he's a nice guy. But what he said is, but I would like for the future $100,000 a month to be put towards that $1.5 million.
Man, I feel your pain, brother.
You didn't pay $100,000 a month.
No, but I paid enough. I'm just saying paying. Just paying in general, Jamie.
Can you imagine?
No, you know.
And $6 million up front.
I like that dude.
Yeah, he seems like
He seems like a really cool guy, man. I follow him on X, and all his posts, he's very positive.
And he doesn't seem like he gets in trouble.
No.
You know?
No, he doesn't. And so talented.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The couple divorced in 2018 when Slash agreed to pay, it's $6.6 million up front. Wow. In addition to the ongoing $100,000 a month support.
Man.
Hey, I married wrong. You know, you and I did the same. Well, you had to pay. But I just signed off. Like, I don't want anything from you. I did the quit claim deed on that house and everything because I was like, well, that's, you know.
I wish there were more women like you. Boy. Dollars story for you,
okay.
Too.
Okay. Right, okay.
Tom Holland.
Okay.
He's on fire right now,
man.
That guy, that Odyssey movie, now Spider-Man, all that. All right. Here's the deal. He got paid forget about the Odyssey. He got paid $20 million to come back and do Spider-Man. But he got a point. They call it a point. That's part of the proceeds that the movie makes. They just wrote him a bonus check yesterday for $100 million.
See, why does Zendaya get like...
Isn't that wild? Well, I'm sure she got a big check, too.
Well, not as that
She's
big.
She's in the movies,
she
right?
She is in the movie, yeah.
Well, and that doesn't even count what he's going to get for Odyssey.
Man, he's on fire.
He is. Well, you've got the two biggest movies right now.
Yeah.
And you're the star of both.
That is crazy. Well, good for him. You know what? He works hard, eats right.
Yeah, Tommy. Damn. Tommy's on fire.
Somebody just texted, why did I just imagine two eagles going to the movies and having Slurpees?
Because that's what they do. It's date night in the nest.
Duh.
Woo. Come on.
I mean, it's come on. It's common sense.
Right? Oh, my God. You guys, I feel bad for Ella Langley. They're picking on her.
Why?
All the people in Nashville, they said that basically that she knew somebody at the label. Who cares? I love her. She knew somebody at the label and that they handpicked her and brought her up through the business and that nobody should like hit it as fast as she did, that she didn't do her time on the road, like little bar venues and all that stuff, that she just all of a sudden rose to fame because she knew somebody that knew somebody's brother's sister's
They're
uncle.
They're jealous.
They're so
exactly.
jealous.
They're jealous, man.
Yeah, they are, right?
Who cares?
I know.
That's absurd.
And like people are like talking about, I don't know. I guess she's going through it because they're all like just picking at her. It says that this moment comes as Langley's Choosin' Texas spends its 18th week at number one on the Billboard Hot 100, giving her one of the longest running number one hits in U.S. chart history. They also said that they handpicked Miranda Lambert to help her write that song, which they knew that everybody, because Miranda's so tied in with the business, that would automatically get airplay because Miranda helped write it.
Well, good for them.
Haters gonna hate.
It's a solid.
Oh my God, Taylor.
Haters gonna hate.
Hate. Did you hear him quote Taylor?
I did.
Whoa.
I did. Right up
of
his tongue.
Just had it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I didn't know why they would be upset about this. I mean, who gives a crap? Yeah. Look at, let's see, who was it? Kelly Clarkson. Okay. She didn't do the bar scene or anything. She went on American Idol, and she was a star the next day.
She did a horrible movie after that.
Yeah, she did.
Oh. Yeah. By the way, she talked about that. She said she didn't know when she won American Idol that she'd be forced to do a movie, and she still cringes at that movie With Love or something, Kelly. Remember, it was with that other...
I don't remember it, no.
Ugh. No. Yeah, it was with the other guy that was on Idol. I forgot his name, with the curly
Clay
hair.
Clay Aiken?
No. No. He wasn't on it, no.
I don't know.
It was the guy with the curly hair.
I don't remember.
Anyway, and she said to this day she will not let her children watch it because it's so awful.
That's just terrible.
Oh, from Justin to Kelly?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Justin. Guan?
Huh? What did he say? Go on?
Yeah. Justin Guan?
Did he say go on? Go on?
No, you don't tell us what to do.
Justin,
Jamie will go on whenever she's ready to go on.
On and on.
If she wants to go on, she'll go on. If she doesn't, she'll stop.
Hey, speaking of homosexuals, wait, what? I wasn't. Did you get your Jonas Brother tickets?
No. And they don't go on sale till
I wouldn't have answered that because she didn't say Carson. She didn't say. You should have just waited, been silent. You should have never said a word. Dude,
all right, well, anyway, I'm
that's
done.
When you just that's when you just clam up, okay? Because she didn't say, "Hey, Carson."
Don't
she just
tell
said,
him.
She goes, "Speaking of homophobe or homo
sexuals."
And then you answer. That's not good.
Listen, come on. It's
you
should
have answered.
It's
is all I'm saying,
bros, man.
Dude, you got to know the timing of it all.
It's the Joe Bros.
She pulled you right in.
It's the Joe Bros.
You got to respect the talent,
Joe Bros. You know what I did notice though on the Joe Bros when they announced that they're coming here to Colorado,
yeah,
is that Rusty was not on the freaking flyer.
Never is. Never
what is up with that? Why do they forget Rusty?
I don't get it. I don't get it. You got all those other brothers and then you got Rusty.
Yeah.
And Rusty gets left out of everything. And Rusty's talented.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you.
What?
On Jeopardy, because you know I watch it every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird. But I watch Jeopardy every day because I feel it makes me feel smart. Anyway, so the guy goes, what is the one Jonas Brother that is they're calling the forgotten Jonas Brother? And the guy, what is Rusty?
No. Nailed
yeah.
it.
$800.
You're kidding.
Wow. $800. It wasn't a daily double. I was hoping for it. $800.
That's a good question, though, because a lot of people don't know it.
Yeah.
They don't know the answer
to
that,
don't know
right?
It. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
School, the Jeffco kids headed back to school today. Go get them, man. Go get them. Make it a good year.
Oh, that's good. That's motivational.
Make it a good year.
Now, how is the frog doing?
Frog?
Yeah.
Well, I asked him yesterday. It was his second day at school. First full day for third grade. And he loved it. Just loved it. Yeah.
Now, did you ask him yesterday like I suggested? Because, you know, at third grade, that's when we start liking the girls and stuff like that. Did you ask him if there's any hot girls in third grade?
No, I didn't bring that up. I forgot. I'll do that later on today if you want.
Remember,
and then I'll give you a report.
It's about the wording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, did you see any girls that you like? Not,
okay.
Not, remember, don't say like, have you seen any hot girls?
Don't say it like that.
Yeah, don't say it like that.
Okay.
Remember,
yeah.
it's the, right.
have you seen any girls that
you
kind of like in your class?
Yeah, because otherwise it's like, ugh.
All right, let me write that down. That's for later on this evening. Okay, I'll get the scoop on that. I'm sure there's a Charlotte or some girl like that.
Because I in second grade was my first kiss. Not third, but second grade.
Really?
Yeah, it was Mike Hudson. And it was, you know those big culvert things or whatever?
Yeah.
A culvert under the road? Yeah.
Second grade?
We were in the ditch, and then we walked under into that thing, and we sat on the side in the little stream. So it was like a stream. And so, and the stream came by our little feet, right? That's when I could fit in one of those because I was second grade, and we smooched.
Romantic.
And then I think third grade was tongue.
Oh, my. I wasn't until the sixth grade.
That you kissed a first girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Sixth grade. Oh. Sherry Thomas.
Oh, see, Mike Hudson.
Sherry Thomas, yeah.
We all remember.
And it was on a school bus.
Oh, it was on a school bus?
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys in the back?
No.
Oh.
Nah, we were kind of middle.
Whoa.
Middle, but it was dark.
Yeah, like into voyeurism, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
What was your
first? Sixth grade.
It was actually middle school.
Which was what,
Michelle Starr? I think it was. I don't. What is middle school now? It's like
the questions get harder.
What grade were you in?
You don't have to talk to him like he's deaf.
Well, I don't know what grade middle school is.
What grade were you in when you got the kiss, though?
He doesn't know because he just wants to go with the overall
middle school. First year of middle school. So
I'm sorry I asked.
Seventh grade?
You don't know what grade it was?
Seventh grade?
I know it was sixth grade for me. I know that.
Second grade. Yeah.
I just remember it was middle
school.
You
just brought this whole thing to...
It's funny, though. It's funny you don't remember, though.
Middle school.
Yeah, middle school. It could have been anywhere from the 7th to the 9th, I guess, right? Anywhere in it.
I don't even remember where middle school is.
It was only 7th and 8th.
We didn't have middle school. Oh, we just had grade school and high school. We didn't even have middle school.
All right. Well,
so, anyway.
We'll find out. We'll find out later on. We'll look into this.
Do some research. Get back to us tomorrow.
I had to say it was 7th grade.
Okay, 7th grade. Yeah. Wow, you guys were late bloomers.
Yeah, we were.
Because I'm literally thinking 3rd grade was tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think 3rd grade's early. I do.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
But it's me.
Now, in the 2nd grade, I remember I got my pants pulled down by a girl.
Oh, you were pantsed?
Yeah, I was pantsed by a girl.
Oh, man.
She ripped them all the way down, too.
Oh, my
underwear
no.
and everything. Yeah.
Underwear?
Uh-huh.
Did she get suspended?
She got in trouble.
Yeah, she did.
Her name was Sherry Presley.
Well, Sherry's...
Sherry. Oh, Slick Sherry. Yeah, she
her name was Slick Sherry?
Slick
in
Sherry.
In 2nd grade?
Yeah, Slick Sherry. She chased me down.
Wow.
She liked to pick on me for some reason.
That's because she liked you. That's what boys do when they're in 2nd, 3rd grade.
Girls.
I mean, yeah. girls do. Yeah,
a boy did do it.
No, sorry. So, well.
It was crazy.
Listen, times have changed. That's why I'm open-minded right now.
Right. No, Sherry, she chased me down in the gymnasium and caught me. She was quick.
Yeah.
Slick Sherry was very fast and caught me, and then she yanked my pants down in front of everybody. There I stood.
Oh, that's humiliating.
It was
traumatizing.
That was so sad. By the way, I guess everybody thinks that I kissed my cousin.
Yeah.
It's Mike Hudson.
Oh, not my cousin.
My cousin.
Mike Hudson.
Mike
Cousin.
Hudson.
Hudson.
No, H-U-D-S-O-N.
Your cousin.
No, Mike Hudson.
Gotcha. We have to take a break.
God.
Oh, I want to play this for you.
What?
You know, this is out of Detroit, Michigan. This is news anchors, and they get all tickled over the word beaver.
Oh, my God. I saw this. Is this? She has no clue. She has no clue. She's so sweet and innocent, and she just keeps going, and it is great. This is great audio.
This reminds me of our show.
Yes, for sure.
When I saw this, I thought, they're goofy.
Yeah.
I like it.
But she really doesn't know, though.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a clue.
Right?
But the word beaver.
Oh, man.
It's a great word, man.
It is.
Great word.
Great word.
All right. They're on the set. This is live TV, Detroit, Michigan.
They're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the beaver.
Yeah.
The beaver is the beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver?
Oh, geez.
It's fat and then it's meat.
They're getting all sick, though. They all got sick after it.
Well, you can't eat diseased animals.
Oh, God.
What about a moose?
She's
just like,
no
why?
Clue.
Why are they?
Why
I mean, it's like
they
these are like children. I work with children.
And she's like, you can't eat a diseased animal. I mean, she's so serious about it. She's chuckling along, but she doesn't know why she's laughing.
It doesn't dawn on her.
And she certainly has no idea why they're dying. Okay?
Yeah, right.
They're dying.
You can't eat diseased beaver. God,
unbelievable.
So funny.
This is live TV in Detroit.
That is great audio. I don't care who you are.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, quick break. We'll be right back.
They're ice fishing because everything is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, the memories.
Oh, my God. Oh. You guys, BJ's killing me in the studio.
Look, we're talking about all the kiddos going back to school.
Yeah.
I think pretty much all the districts are in now, right?
I feel like they are, yeah.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, so I think all the high schools and the grade schools. Yeah, I think you're right.
Jeffco went back today, and I think that's pretty much the last one.
Yeah.
So the kiddos are back to school. And then, we're reminiscing about our school days.
And because Frog is in third grade, and a lot of changes are going to happen, and I know he's in the car, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Third grade, man.
Yeah, third grade. All right, so... I have a dear friend. I love her to the moon and beyond. Her name is Bridget. I love her. She was listening this morning.
All right. First, now, you mentioned that your first kiss.
Yeah.
Second grade.
All right.
Yeah. And I said my first kiss was in the sixth grade. It was a little bit later on. Okay. Then I also threw in there, but in the second grade, I remember when Slick Sherry Presley. Oh, she ran me down in the gymnasium and yanked my pants to my ankles.
And you didn't want to go back to school. You're so embarrassed.
Oh, I was so embarrassed by it, Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, I never, ever forgave Sherry for that.
Well, yeah. Ever. That's traumatic.
My underwear, too. I'm buck naked.
And it was a girl.
In the second grade. A
right?
Redhead.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, fiery.
All right, so here's what Bridget just wrote me. And BJ, I read it out loud to BJ off the air, and he just goes, oh, my God. Anyway, she says, hey, you guys, hey, Jamie, the show is hilarious. Isn't it funny the things we remember and did in third grade? I actually pulled my pants down right in front of Mark Sanders and told him I really liked him.
His
friend then told the principal, and I got in big trouble.
Whoa! She yanked her drawers down in front of who, Mark?
Mark Saunders. Yeah.
Oh.
She de-pants herself.
Check it out,
she
girl.
She did de-pants herself. And not only that, but BJ says to me, well, that's one way of breaking the ice.
Yeah.
You don't even have to have conversation.
No, you don't have to say, hey, Mark, I like you. All you got to do is drop drawers. And he goes, whoa, second grade, that would blow you away.
And then BJ goes, oh, tell her, is that her kind of show and tell?
Show and tell is big in the second grade, you know.
T-A-I-L.
T-A-I-L. Right. Show and tell.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bridget, I mean, what little girl does that
That's
in the third?
Hilarious.
You guys gave me crap because I was like, you know, in third, like second grade moved into like tongue in third grade. She's pulling down her whole pants right in front of Mark Saunders. Yeah, Mark Saunders right there. And saying that she likes him.
I bet Mark was stunned.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you're in the second grade, you're not even sure what you're looking at. Yeah. You don't even know.
Like,
You're like, what the hell?
What is that?
Well, what happened to you?
Yeah. You don't look like me.
No. We got a problem
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure he's thinking, where is her wiener?
Yeah, what's going on here, girl?
100%.
Yeah. I need to talk to somebody about this.
He has an innie.
This is not good. Second grade.
Oh, my God, Bridget.
Oh, my goodness. You got to love it.
Aggressive.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people are reminiscing about school days, the early days, don't you?
Oh, my God.
After the conversations this morning and the texts that we're getting.
Poor Bridget, one of her friends just texted her and said, oh, my God, you pantsed yourself in the third grade.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
So funny. All right, anyway, moving on. Oh, God.
Crazy.
I want to bring up real fast, you guys, I'm really worried about this. Not worried. I really want to see this Princess Diana thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm starting to grow to it. I didn't think I'd be interested in it. I really didn't. But you guys keep talking about it and all the things you're uncovering now. And maybe it was a conspiracy. Maybe it was murder.
Well, and
I don't know.
It comes out because Princess Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, is writing a book about his sister on her 30th anniversary next year. And he said all the untruths finally need to be told. And I'm spilling the beans on everything I know. He's like, because it's been 30 years.
All right, here's the trailer.
Okay.
I've not heard this.
It'll freak you out.
You say it's very, I guess it's very interesting.
It is.
What they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Fox Thursday, the shocking death of Princess Diana has unanswered questions.
There's a level one trauma center 3.7 miles away, and it takes you an hour and 45 minutes to get her there?
Now, experience the car crash from perspectives never before possible.
He loses all control.
But was this all an accident?
She fully believed that there was going to be an attempt on her life.
Or something more.
I think Princess Diana was murdered.
Celebrity Crime Scene, Princess Diana, Thursday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Because, you know, because we kind of talked about, like, we're burnt out on it and all that stuff. But, you guys, this is an AI perspective, too. They redo everything. And I didn't know that the Trauma One Center was only 3 miles away, but it took them 2 hours to get her there.
I feel like, now, this is my own opinion, okay?
Okay.
I feel like that if there was a conspiracy, murder, everything that they're kind of alluding to in this thing, I think her son, Harry, would have already raised that flag because he is so against the monarch that he would have come out and really, really pushed that his mother was murdered.
I know,
and he doesn't say a word. He's never said a word. And he obviously is not a part of this
tomorrow
night.
He's not going
night.
To now because they don't have any money.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's the part that I can't wrap my head around.
I don't think he would have. That's his, I don't think on
I
that
think
one.
If it were my mom, I would have come out and said, hey, look, there's something rotten in Denmark here.
Well, guess what? Then he'll be next.
Yeah. That's exactly right. They turn their eyes on you.
Yeah.
Do that sound again. Ooh, I know what that means.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of crime shows.
Diana, I told you this the other day. Diana pissed off the queen. She was the only person in the monarchy to ever say, there were three of us in the relationship.
They got her killed? Just saying that.
Because nobody wanted anybody to know that Charles was having this affair.
But we all knew.
But we didn't have it confirmed until those fatal words.
Yeah, but I mean, I saw a picture, and I always said, who's the ugly chick? You know, I've always said that.
We didn't really know until she confirmed it. I mean, you know, there were like rumors or whatever. But when she sat down with that guy, that press guy or whatever, and she said, there were three of us in the relationship.
Ooh, that's scary.
Listen, the whole AI thing and the fact that you quivered.
goosebumps.
Oh, goosebumps. Okay, because
a little quivery.
It doesn't feel very manly to say
no,
quiver
at all.
Yeah, jump on this with me, Carson.
Like your lips quivering.
Yeah. Come on, Carson. We got to lift them.
Hey, should you be buying Jonas Brothers tickets?
No, yeah.
Don't you need to leave early to go to Jonas Brothers?
Listen, you little quiver.
Listen. I can quiver if I want.
You know what? That's your new rap name, Little Quiver.
Little Quiver. Hey, that's a good name,
it
actually.
It is, right?
Little Quiver.
Someone should put that up.
It's Little Quiver.
So, where is this airing?
What? Tomorrow night on Fox.
On Fox.
Yeah.
Fox TV?
Yeah. Yep. Right?
No kidding.
It's in the promo. Yeah.
Yeah.
On Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know. Right. And then the switch up of the cars. And then listen to the Trauma One unit and how long it took them. A three mile ways, right? 2 hours to get there. Explain that one to me.
Fox Thursday, the shocking death of Princess Diana has unanswered questions.
There's a level one trauma center 3.7 miles away, and it takes you an hour and 45 minutes to get her there?
Now, experience the car crash from perspectives never before possible.
He loses all control.
But was this all an accident?
She fully believed that there was going to be an attempt on her life.
Or something more.
I think Princess Diana was murdered.
Celebrity Crime Scene, Princess Diana, Thursday, 7 Central on Fox.
Oh my God, see?
On Fox.
I'm going to totally watch this tomorrow night.
I think I'll watch too. Wait. No, tomorrow night football's on. Sorry.
Oh God.
It's preseason.
BJ and Jamie.
This has to do with you and a friend of yours.
Wait, what is this thing? Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, Family Feud.
Family Feud going on.
I'm having a Family Feud?
No, it's nothing to do with you, actually.
Oh.
But it's a good friend of yours. It's sketchy.
Da-da-da! All I can see is that Steve guy's big teeth.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Your buddy, Jeannie...
Oh.
Bus.
Yeah.
Did you see the breaking news?
No, I did not.
Well, I don't know if it's breaking news, but so, it's news.
Yeah.
The kids, the other children, said we don't need her vote to sell the Lakers. We don't need it. Look at the contract. Jeannie, you're out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The family, they're calling it the family feud of the L.A. Lakers, the bus family, all the other kids, Jim, Johnny, Janie, Joey, Jesse. They've all said, hey, we're selling. We're selling.
You know why I think that is?
What?
Because she still has a title with the Lakers.
Yeah.
And none of those other kids have titles, and it'll take away her title.
You know what?
And
you're probably right.
I think that they're, yeah. if I'm a sibling, right? My sister is, let's say the Bulls, because we're from Illinois. And my sister has a title at the Bulls, but I go to the game and nobody even knows my name or anything about me. They don't put the camera on me.
You're right.
I'm probably like a little jealous of that.
You're probably right. And again, the reason we bring this up is because Jeannie Buss, this woman that is in the news everywhere with this L.A. Laker family feud, all this, is a good friend of Jamie White.
Was.
Well, was until I ruined it and talked about her dad on the air and
dad,
said a couple of things that was
so
disparaging.
Much.
And
yeah.
She got mad at me, and Jeannie said, hey, that BJ's a twerp. And
Last time I talked to her, she just got a new puppy.
Yeah.
And then you said some stuff, and then I wrote her, and I was like, yeah. Hey, what did you end up naming the puppy? And she ghosted me.
There were some mystery women that,
Okay, wait. Hey. Anyway, let's go back to the family.
Daddy was a player.
But you know what's crazy
that
about?
Daddy was more of a player than Kobe Bryant.
Well, you know what? And good for him. He enjoyed it. He's like my dad.
Your dad was a player?
Oh, my God.
Is your dad a player?
After my mom died, they were married.
Oh, that's right.
They were married 42 years. My dad went through women. Like, it was like he was that Nile guy, David.
Yes, he was the Viagra king of Southern Illinois.
He sure was.
He was rolling,
My sister and I were like, oh, my God, we wanted to die, right?
Yeah, he did turn into a hoe, didn't
he? Oh, he did. It was so disgusting. Yeah. My sister and I were like, oh, my God. So then my sister finds these needles in the trash can, right, at my dad's house. And she's like, oh, my God, there's needles in dad's trash can. I'm like, what's going on? Well, my dad had a horrific car accident, just horrific. And, in fact, my husband at the time, who was an orthopedic surgeon, right, said, your dad should not even be walking. He's like, the way he broke and smashed so many vertebrae. He's like, I can't believe he can still walk, right? So just put that into the story. And so my sister's like, I don't know why there's needles in there. I don't know what's going on. We're freaking out. So my sister, because it's Southern Illinois, you can get by with things. There's no patient, confidentiality in Southern Illinois. She calls his doctor and she's like, well, I hate to tell you this, but when your father had the car accident, he could no longer get erections.
Oh, my goodness. So I knew that word was coming.
So he had to put a needle into his wiener and to pop a wheelie. And my sister calls me and she's like, oh, my God, guess what the needles are for?
There you go, Bob.
And then one day, remember when this happened? Because we had my dad on the air about this.
Yeah.
So then one day he's like, girls, I'm going to get surgery. And we're like, Dad, what are you going to get surgery for? And he's like, I'm getting a third testicle.
Yeah.
Remember, it was the pump.
Oh, yeah. He was going to pump that sucker.
He did.
Pump.
I guess I didn't, I never saw it. Obviously, it's my dad. But he had this supposedly... He told us this third testicle, he could go and just light her up.
There used to be sneakers like that. You remember that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you're right.
There used to be sneakers. You could buy those Nike sneaker pumps.
And my dad bought one of those and put
only
in
he
his
got
wiener.
One for his pants.
Yeah.
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 And then remember what he
said. That'd be cool to have, though.
We're like, Dad, you gotta calm down. Like, you're getting a reputation. It's pretty gross.
Yeah,
really.
But if you could pump up whatever you want, pump down whenever you want. Man, you're talking about freedom in life.
He's like, daughters, you got to realize I've been with your mother total of 52 years.
Yeah.
He's like, I've never been with another woman, because he was faithful and they're married 42 years, but 10 before that. And he's like, I've never been with another woman. And so I got to get it out of my cyst. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And he's like, and they take out their teeth at this age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that crazy Connie came along.
Yeah, the cookie lady.
Yeah, Cookie Connie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she brought her cookies over and look out.
Right.
But she
made him more stable.
Man, oh man.
Remember, she made him more stable.
That's
right. He didn't cheat on her.
He settled down with Connie brought her cookies over.
Yeah, because he loved her.
He liked her cookies.
Well, anyway, that.
Pump, 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 pump. Yeah.
Anyway,
he was the cookie monster.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
So tonight we're going to celebrate our anniversary, Jamie.
What?
My wife and I were going to celebrate our anniversary.
Are you
going
to go like the melting pot? I love the melting pot. Shanahan's?
Close.
Oh, Hillstone?
Close.
Hillstone's my favorite restaurant in this entire
it's a great restaurant.
Part of Colorado.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. 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 You haven't named it yet, but.
Okay. Wait. Shanahan's?
Think about it.
Melting pot, Hillstone.
In fact, it's in the news right now.
It's in the news.
Mm-hmm. We are going to Endless Shrimp at Red Lobster.
Oh, that's right. She loves Red Lobster.
She loves Red Lobster.
She does love the Red Lobster.
The Endless Shrimp that ruined them is back.
Wow.
They announced it yesterday.
Oh, my.
It started on Monday.
Could not get a better present for her.
Uh-uh. Yeah. No.
Endless Shrimp.
Yeah.
Now, is it fried shrimp or is it like shrimp cocktail?
It mix and match.
Oh, you can have
that. You can do whatever you want to do. It's endless.
Right.
You can get you some coconut shrimp. Okay. You can get the regular shrimp, a little butter on it, garlic butter.
Because I only like shrimp cocktail.
You don't like that?
That's the only one I like.
I don't like
deep fried shrimp.
You don't like deep fried. You can mix and match. You can get it in scampi.
Oh, yeah.
A little scampi action.
Okay.
You can get all that, yeah.
The only thing I will tell you about the Red Lobster, and this is just my opinion, it's a little smelly. Yep.
Every time I go to Red Lobster, I get crabs.
Okay, is it time to go home? Don't. No. See, again, you're like, I'm so funny.
He's cracking himself up.
He's bright red right now. Yeah, okay.
Get it?
Yeah, I got it. No, but listen, do you walk in and ever think, do you ever walk in and think it's a little smelly?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because,
a little fishy.
Because my second favorite restaurant is the one over here. What's the one right over here?
Oh, my God. It's Tony B's?
Yes.
Tony.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Eddie B's.
Yeah. Who's Tony B's?
Tony B's
is in Marina Del Rey.
He was a mafia guy.
No, there's a Tony B's in Marina Del Rey.
Is there a Tony B's?
Yeah. And I know Tony. Yeah. He's a good guy. But anyway, that's not it.
No, this is Eddie. That's his brother.
Eddie, his brother.
Which
is weird because Tony is right on the bay, right? Right on the Marina Del Rey. And he serves steaks. And yet Eddie V's, they got the seafood. So that's weird. Yeah. They should really switch.
You know, every time I go to Red Lobsters, I get crabs.
Wait, you do?
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Love don't care. Why don't you guys play American Girls by Harry? We do sometimes.
We do.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
We have a lot of Harry.
I love Harry. I love me the Harry. Who doesn't love the Harry? Everybody loves Harry.
We love Harry.
I'm so glad this isn't coming to us. Amazon Air has just announced that it is adding a buttload of cities to its drone drop-off. And so far, you guys, we're good. So far in Denver, we're good. It just said it added, I don't know how many cities, like 30 more cities.
I don't know how this is going to work.
Well, they have a FAA clearance, okay? And it's only 5 pounds or less, and it'll basically get to you in 30 minutes or less, and it's a drone that drops this crap in your yard, maybe, I don't know, it says a lot of people will use it for prescription drugs. You know,
everybody's worried about these flock cameras and everything. These drones, I mean, they've got cameras on them too, and they're going to be flying over your house at all times. You've got just Amazon right now, but think about it. Walmart, Costco, all these places, eventually, they're going to want to get on the bandwagon and use this stuff too. You're going to have
I have to hear that, I will lose my mind.
Me too.
Oh my God, they're so loud. They're so crazy. Yeah, but right now we're good. But it says, like, people use them for medications in 30 minutes. And instead of going and standing in that line and waiting for, you know, I don't know how they're going to.
I don't get it.
I don't know how they're going to put together, your drug in 30 minutes and get it to you. Because if they call in something for me at Walgreens, right, I have to wait a few hours. What, are they just going to have an instant pharmacy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. Now, do you have a list of the cities that they're actually doing it in? Because I was just curious about that. You know, Denver not being one.
Not that prepared. Huh. I just thought like we
a little too much, huh?
Well, I just didn't know if we had to go through them if we're not involved.
You know, I got you on that, but I was just wondering if, you know, if I go back home to like Nashville.
Yeah, sure. Yep, Nashville made the list. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't know that.
Nashville.
You just pulled that out of your butt right now.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is not a city.
Like Chicago, Atlanta, Cleveland,
the whole entire state.
Syracuse.
Syracuse. I love Syracuse.
Boise.
Chicago, Atlanta, Cleveland, Syracuse, Boise, all of them.
All right.
What?
My question's answered.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you guys, I want to tell you that there's going to be a show on tomorrow night, and I want you to watch it because I think it might be good, and I think all of us are going to have questions. BJ, of course, is going to watch football.
I'm going to watch football.
I heard. Anyway, but it's going to be really good, and I've been saying all along, I think she was murdered. Here it is.
Fox Thursday, the shocking death of Princess Diana has unanswered questions.
There's a level one trauma center 3.7 miles away, and it takes you an hour and 45 minutes to get her there.
Now, experience the car crash from perspectives never before possible.
He loses all control.
But was this all an accident?
She fully believed that there was going to be an attempt on her life.
Or something more.
I think Princess Diana was murdered.
Celebrity crime scene. Real. Princess Diana. Thursday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
You think she was murdered.
Well, I mean, she told her friends that there was a hit on her because she pissed off the queen.
The guy driving the car was as drunk as a skunk.
Do we have his actual... Well, don't you think that's a setup? Mm-hmm.
For him to get liquored up?
No, that maybe it wasn't true.
But it was true.
But we don't know that. We didn't see it. We don't know anything.
We do know. No, they did a blood alcohol test on the guy.
Have you seen the results personally?
But did they?
Yeah. All right, step off, buddy boy.
I'm going to watch football.
Somebody said this. My friends in Nebraska post videos all the time about their Amazon drones dropping packages. They live on a hill. And every time they order one, they drop the package and it rolls all the way down the hill into the lake.
Oh, no. Okay, that's a lie.
All right,
that is
a lie.
You know it. I know it. That's a lie.
My niece
didn't roll down the hill into a lake.
My niece lives on a lake of Lake of Egypt, in fact, and she is on the steepest hill, and it goes right into a lake. So there. Yeah, I stuck my tongue out at you on the radio. Look, so what?
Look, a great story. I appreciate it, but we're not buying it.
Okay? Somebody says those drones freak me out. My God, because I think of war. Okay, so it's crazy that you say that because I've seen some stuff that because my son is does some stuff, and those drones that come up to the guys in like Ukraine or whatever and just take them out is awful.
It is.
It is. And she's right. Like, you have to, like, second guess that drone. Does it have, amoxicillin or does it have a gun?
Well, I don't have the fear of that because it's being used in war, but I don't think Amazon's going to have one with poison in it or anything like that.
But I'm just saying.
Look, this do you know crap is really getting on my nerves, all right?
Waco.
It's not going to attack you.
Shoot.
Don't start that shoot again. Okay.
Have you guys ever
shoot.
You know what I worry about?
What?
Get caught in my hair.
Oh. What getting caught in your hair?
A drone.
It's not going to get that close to you.
You don't know. Do you know?
Shoot. You need to stop with
do you know?
Okay. No, I don't know, but I don't think it's going to, and it's not going to have poison darts on it.
They drop them off, rolls in the water.
They do not. And that's a lie in Nebraska.
I'm just saying.
I'm not even sure Nebraska has a lake.
They have in Papillon. Yep, in that Omaha area, in the Papillon.
Okay. You're really getting on my nerves. There's no Papillon, Nebraska.
Yes, there is.
Papillon?
Wait. Let's bet $100.
Papillon?
P-A-P-I-L-L-I-O-N. $100.
No, I'm not betting.
Come on. Hands is out.
No. You're too confident.
Did you look it up? Is it Papillon?
No, Pawnee? No, I'm not seeing a Papillon, but there's Lake McConaughey. Yes. They have
I'll bet you. All right, I'll be in. I'm in for $100.
There's a Papillon.
Lake Papillon.
Papillon.
Not Lake Papillon, just a Papillon. I wasn't looking up Lake Papillon. Did I say lake? No, I just said Papillon.
Didn't say lake.
Oh, my God. I'm going home. It's 9 o'clock. Taking a mental health day today. All right, Madonna's leading this year's MTV Music Awards. Did you see this? It's the Video Music Awards. She's beat out Taylor Swift in the number of nominations she has. Madonna!
Nobody plays her music? It's a brand new album. It's number one. I mean, it's doing great. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I've not heard her songs. We played a couple here, remember?
Yeah.
We played a couple on our show just for giggles.
Dance, dance, dance.
Yeah.
Dance. It's like kind of sounded like that, right?
It was dance, dance, dance. Yeah. Yeah. Dance, something dance, like that. Dance. But you don't hear, but she's leading everything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Good for her.
And that's 40 years after she became iconic from the VMAs. She helped put the VMAs on the map, pretty much. And people remember that in 1984, she performed Like a Virgin in a wedding dress and rolled around on stage. Crazy. I mean, good for her is right.
Good for her. That is 68 years old and number one.
I mean, who would have thunk that, right? Good for her.
Well, you know, she did that whole performance thing with the FIFA. FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
The World Soccer
World
Cup. Yeah, but
remember, we think she did it off-field.
Didn't matter. Oh, okay. She did it.
Just saying. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
That was a weak ending.
I know.
It's like you quit. It's like you threw it in the towel. It's like, screw it.
Yeah, I know. I am done. Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app for free. So what's the deal with Waymo? When are they going to start?
So they don't have a start date. They said before the end of this year, right? So December. And here's the thing. I don't know, you guys, about the whole, like, snow and stuff. First of all, the cold zaps them, right? Zaps your battery pretty fast.
Right.
And then secondly, I mean, I know they're Jaguars. Well, I guess they're all-wheel drive, maybe. I don't know.
If I'm that company.
And how can you read the lines if it's snowed over?
Who owns them?
Alphabet.
Alphabet.
Yeah.
All right. If I'm Waymo, Alphabet, I think I'd start in the summer. So that I can figure out the roads,
well,
figure
they've
out
been
all
testing.
The mapping.
They are mapping. They've been testing. That's why they're not available. You've seen them downtown. They're mapping everything and doing all the testing. But let's take, for example, the hail situation.
Yeah.
I mean, we just had, flooded out hail. I don't know what it's going to do if it all of a sudden starts hailing.
Hell yeah.
Okay, you have got to go home. I know you didn't get sleep last night, but my God.
I've just said hail, yeah.
Yeah.
Hail, yes, it would be a problem. That's all I said.
I don't know if you've seen the videos in San Francisco where they clog up the streets because they get confused. Have you seen those?
Hail, yeah.
Okay, really, listen, they think I'm annoying. Meet that guy. Okay, meet that guy right there. You guys, by the way, and you know I don't want to disparage my Tesla at all because I love that car. Yesterday, we were a little off on the old Tesla.
Mean?
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was,
what happened?
It was a little scary. Well, first of all, it pulled out. I was on self-drive, right? And it pulled out in front of a car that was going faster than it calculated. And the guy had to slam on his brakes.
Oh. Well, that's not good.
That is not good, number one.
Did you call Elon?
No, I honked my horn so I could get you honk it and it recorded what just happened.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's fancy.
And then you can send it to them. That happened. And then it ran two yellow lights and didn't even care. And one guy
Is it not supposed to run yellow? Because no, I run yellow all the time.
Not when there's a guy turning in front of you.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's scary.
And he just looked at me and I had my hands up because I froze. I didn't know what to do. This tells me that
Don't
I'm not.
Don't you just grab the wheel?
Of course I could have, but I didn't.
Okay.
No, I panicked. I went like.
But can't you hit the brake?
Yes, but I didn't do any of it. I was scared.
So you froze in the moment.
I froze, and the guy looked at my eyes, and I looked at.
Oh, you're gonna get killed out there.
Oh, don't say that.
You are.
He looked at my eyes.
You're
I looked at his eyes, and I threw my hands up like, "I'm sorry. See, I'm not driving."
Oh, no, that's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
See, you've gotten so used to that car driving itself that when it came time to react,
you lost
all sense of reaction.
So
that's what happened.
So then I was bragging to my friends. It gets worse. So I was bragging to my friends, I love my car. Oh, my God, it drives me. I'm so great. And so all three of us get in our cars. We were at Perry's. We had some pizza. Yeah. And not the other Perry's because I've done that, and that's the wrong one. I was dressed differently. Anyway, so we all get in our cars, and I'm like, I'm waving. My car takes me all the way around Perry's, all the way around it, right? I don't know why. I'm like, hey, Grock, take me home. Take me home. And it goes all, they're already on another road. It takes me the other way around behind Home Depot, and it just gets stuck back there.
Maybe your car had a couple of cocktails, too.
I think it did. Yeah. I didn't have any cocktails.
I'm just saying.
I didn't have cocktails. I'm just saying my car just acted up.
Why does it do that then?
I think there was a solar storm or something. Something happened. It had off day yesterday.
That's an off
That's
day.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, it's not good when your car has an off day, though.
I don't mind that it got lost and went behind Home Depot. I like the Home Depot. You know, I know.
The alleys are pretty cool.
But it was embarrassing and humiliating that they were like, look, you're driving behind Home Depot.
Yeah, because your friends bragged about
I
it.
I did.
You know, this thing is just a genius.
I get a
computer
text,
on wheels.
Where the hell are you going? And I was like, I needed to pick up something from Home Depot.
Yeah, you got
to
pretend. You got to pretend you're getting a load of lumber, don't you?
I know.
You do? I got some paint. They're mixing some paint for me. Why are you stuck in that alley facing a fence?
And then she goes, it's going backward and forward. I'm like, I know it's turning around.
Yes, it knows what it's doing, you dummy. My car's not stupid.
Yeah,
it
made me second guess it yesterday. It did. Especially the turn in front of two cars.
Maybe you bought a dumb one.
No, it's been pretty good.
Well, I mean, I would say those cars they got computers in them. They probably all don't have the same IQ.
Well, see,
you might have gotten one that's a little,
some people are saying that's why Waymo is better than FSD, than full self-drive in a Tesla, because Waymo has LiDAR. That's what that round thing is at the top.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Whereas Elon went cheap, and he's like, we can do it all just with cameras.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he only does it with cameras because that LiDAR is kind of costly.
Yeah.
So, read this poll. I just read this poll. What is wrong? And it said that 40% of people in Colorado are terrified of Waymo and won't get in one.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I want in to get in one.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah,
I don't know
amazing.
If I want to, though.
But once you get in there, you'll be like, this is pretty cool.
After listening to your stories,
I
don't know if I want to be a part
LiDAR.
Of that.
I don't have LiDAR.
I've seen all those traffic jams. I've seen Waymos get stuck. I've seen Waymos go through red lights, run over a dog, all kinds of crap.
I've never seen them go through a red light. That one you made up. A Waymo?
No. I don't know if it was red, but... They've had their problems.
My favorite one is the one that's all right. So there's a wrecker. What do you guys? A tow truck, right? And so he has his thing tipped, right? The back end tipped, so a car can be pulled up, and the Waymo just drives
right up on it.
Oh, cool!
That's so cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Where'd you get the recorder from?
Because my friend, remember I was saying, why do kids get recorders in school?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Neil Bratz sent it to me.
Because I don't know a professional recorder player. Do you?
Nobody ever goes on to life and goes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the recorder in the band.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's not part of the band.
It's not. I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's close. I mean, I know what you're doing.
I'm trying Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah, I can tell.
It doesn't come with instructions, so I have to just tear it out.
Oh, yeah, that's all by ear?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're like the Stevie Wonder of the recorder.
No, what was that one guy that played the clarinet? Remember?
Kenny G.
Yeah,
Kenny
that's
G.
who I am.
Yeah.
Jamie G.
Yeah. On the recorder. A little more practice, but we're getting there.
I'm going to have this down by tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. Yeah, Neil. I love Neil. He's, yep.
Man, I think every parent hates that recorder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you get him in the house listen, and you, oh, boy.
We had to have him at our school.
Yeah.
I think it was second grade, right? Second grade. We all, I mean, not me. I didn't get it. My son got it.
I don't think we've been through the recorder
well,
yet.
Well, you're Catholic.
And they don't record.
No, because they you guys are uppity and like, oh, the recorder's for the poor kids.
Yeah, right. You pay for school.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. You guys pray and stuff.
Yeah, plus yeah. They suggested we go out and buy a grand piano.
Yeah, yeah, baby grand.
Yeah, baby grand yeah. instead of a recorder.
Yes, exactly.
For our kids. Yeah, I got you. I got
yeah, so that's
oh,
why.
That's good.
I know.
All right, so. You practice that maybe tomorrow. Every time you play it, you're getting a little bit better.
Listen, tomorrow
that's what
I'm
thinking.
Solid.
Tomorrow, JBG.
JBG in the house.
On right here, on the recorder.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Holy yeah, cow.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's within like 5 minutes.
I told you I get it.
Can you do that again? Can you do that one more time? Because just, what, 5-10 minutes ago, you could barely hit a note or two.
I know.
And now, look at you. You're like mastering the recorder.
Hold on.
All right, listen.
Hold on, honey. Hold on. Got it. All right.
All right. Clear your throat. There you go. Jamie.
I know. Oh.
You can't say I know while it's playing. Then people know that it's recorded or it's playing off your phone. You can't say I know. You're not to answer me. It's playing. Okay. For you people that heard this in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll try it again earlier tomorrow morning. And Jamie won't speak while it's playing.
God, did I screw? Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that.
That was very good.
Thank you.
That was very good. Very good. God. Very good. There you go.
Yep.
Finally, a Wednesday is over.
Yes.
Man.
That felt really long.
It did feel long. It felt like we were sleep deprived and we just struggled.
Well, it's not my fault. There was a thunderstorm last night. It was very loud.
I think both of us had an off day.
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll promise better for tomorrow, though.
Tomorrow's like Little Friday, so it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got lots
of humor.
Yeah. Yeah, well, knee slappers.
Knee slappers.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right,
tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
All right, everybody, enjoy your day today. God. I think a slight chance of rain. You got rain last night.
No, Alexa said that we're going to have thunderstorms all day.
Today?
That's what she told me.
What the hell?
What?
It's not storming now.
No, that's what she told me. She said expect several thunderstorms throughout the day.
Man, that girl lies. She's a big liar. She is. All right, we got to go. Okay. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Promise. All right, see you then. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.